This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the Blunt Object, presented by Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Hour number three, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code. G-Code has been with me for nearly 5 years. All 5 years. They've been with me all 5 years. G-Code makes a holster that is designed to withstand, well, just about everything. And they have a warranty that is unlike any in the business, backed by Kydex, that is nearly indestructible. And it's not just Kydex. If you're looking for a tactical vest or a chest rig or something like that, well, not a tactical vest, but chest rig, definitely. They have it. They have the belts. They have the holsters. They have the magazine carries. They have it all. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. You've heard of those degrees of separation. Well, my next guest, I've always admired him simply from his, I've talked to him a great many times, and I've always enjoyed the conversations, and I've always admired the kind of work he does, and the degree of his skill and everything else. And now we've come to this point where we have these degrees of separation that have really narrowed, and we'll expand on that at a later time. But it's been a while, but we're joined for the first time in a while by Steve Fisher of Sentinel Concepts. Good evening, Yeti.
How are you, Bill?
I am doing good. I am doing real good. I'm wanting to revamp what I am doing tactically. Okay. When I say tactically, I'm talking about the sidearm primary weapon kind of thing. How much has that changed from the time that, has it changed monumentally since you've been at Magpul Dynamics and you've gotten out on your own and started developing things along the way? How is that evolving?
You know, tactics are one of those things. I think most of those are pretty well steadfast. There's some evolving things as obviously times change and, acts of aggression. But the things that never really change behind that are the fundamentals and the techniques. So as long as the fundamentals and techniques are the same, the tactics, kind of start to evolve into that next level. If that kind of makes sense. So as long as somebody has a good solid baseline, then we can start driving home. But I think honestly, nothing really has changed, to be totally honest, as far as, the tactics wise. Things get improved upon, but they're still solidly set in the fundamentals.
Well, one thing that I noticed, and I've seen you demonstrate it and explain it, and I've seen other people do it, old Costa, he seems to do a really extreme version of it. Like the angle of the body on the way most people run their rifle.
Mm-hmm.
When I was in it, when I was in the military in the 80s, we were sort of like we were deer hunters.
Yeah.
With our dad's old deer rifle, and now it's squared up, and I believe that probably has a lot to do with what is the genesis behind that? Why are we doing that now?
A lot of it is you see kind of I won't necessarily say squared off. A lot of guys will still go toes, nose, and shoulders kind of thing, quote unquote, making the most use of their ballistic plates if they're wearing ballistic plates. And I think that's where really a lot of that comes from. You'll see me and some of the guys shoot more in a slightly bladed stance, almost weaverish style, mm-hmm. with not such an extreme degree of angle on the gun. Generally, it's a leverage principle. It gets a little bit more of me behind the gun, allows me better field of view, keeps my head upright a bit more, and allows me to traverse left and right and pick up multiple targets much better versus the old squared away stance.
I'm still struggling. I mean, I've been working at this for like 2.5-3 years to try to really adopt that on a regular basis, and I still have issues with that. Primarily, I guess, because do you actually extend the buttstock of your extendable buttstock in that, or do you just let it run snug and just get close and personal with it?
I run my stock all the way out, fully out to the last click. And there's reasons, though. It's not just because I'm 6'4". You know, the reasons are being that, one, it keeps me honest. It's a 5.56 gun. A lot of dudes get lazy. I have found that by keeping the buttstock extended, it allows me a better purchase and better body mechanics with the gun. It keeps me honest via the way that, hey, if I start to get lazy in the way I'm controlling a gun, it will move me. It gives me an indicator that, hey, something's not right. I'm losing a sight picture. And what I found with the stock fully extended, it gives me much better control over the gun, gives me better mechanics. It allows me to get behind the gun better, drive some more leverage into it, versus also just being crunched up and hunched over this gun a la MP5 days back in the 80s. You know, we're not shooting subguns anymore. We're shooting full-on size battle rifles, 308s, SCARs, heavies, to, you know, back down to just standard 5.56 rifles, even 308 M4 pattern guns. And guys need to remember that they're not all created equal, but certain techniques and the way you use your stance and body mechanics give you a better set of leverage over the gun.
I never have thought of it that way because I guess I need to move a few things on my weapon. That's the thing about training is you always figure out what's working and what isn't.
Yeah.
And what I've been doing isn't working.
I know the feeling. You know, all my practice time is on the range cold in front of students. I don't have the time to really practice as much as I'd like to right now.
That's sort of like being a golf pro, because whenever I go into a golf shop, which it's been a long time, I don't play golf anymore. I gave that up because it was a little too sedate for me. It was just an excuse for me to get drunk in public. When I would go to the golf shop, you know, and I asked the golf pro, well, this is hey, what kind of scores do you shoot? And he's like, well, I never have time to play golf. So that's when you become an instructor where, I mean, that's really... You don't have time to work on your skill set nearly as much as you used to before you became an instructor, did you?
Yeah, absolutely true. And for me, you know, a lot of times the last thing I want to do after coming off of 2-3 weeks on the road is to go, you know, I'm going to go to the range today and go practice. Even though there's times that I know I need to and that I should. And it's just, I'm like, you know what? It's just not in me today. And I just need to take that mental kind of decompression to come off of the range and work on other things. And then say, hey, you know what? I'm going to go to the range. I'm going to take 150 rounds, 200 rounds with me and just do some sustainment workouts. And that's what it becomes.
Yeah. Now, just to give you an idea of what I want to talk about in the next coming segments, first thing I want to talk about when we get back is why there is not an, we've seen an explosion. We've seen shortages in buying. We've seen an explosion in new people buying guns and everything. What I have expected to see is an explosion in training. And I don't know. I mean, I would have to defer to you on that one. So I want to talk about that in the next segment. And then after that, I want to talk about guns that are not box stock, because I know you run them. I run them. I like them. I mean, there's a couple that are come out of the box, like from Nighthawk, that I'm pretty sure you run one or two of those, and I finally got a hold of one of those. That straight out of the box, they're about as good as they can get. But, I mean, a lot of people look at this, and they're puzzled. And I just, you know, I have my opinion on it. I'd like to get your opinion on it. In the remaining time we have, though, Sentinel Concepts, if somebody wants to come and train with Steve Fisher, how would they do that?
They can find me on the web at sentinelconcepts.com, Facebook at Sentinel Concepts, and on Instagram somewhere, sentinels/something concepts. But yeah, generally the easiest way to do it is just, you know, right off the website and then the Facebook page.
And at the NRA meetup, I finally get to meet Steve face-to-face, and we're going to play rock, paper, scissors, and the winner gets to put the other one in an airplane spin. So that's coming up. So
that's...
And I can't wait for that to happen either. My guest is Steve Fisher. He is the Yeti. He's one of those out there that has reached that rarefied air when it comes to training people. And that's why I reached out to him. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with a reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Born out of friendship. With personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. CrackandPop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Nearly one-third of FBI domestic terrorism cases involve refugees. One-third. There's already been riots across Europe. Is America next? Hi, I'm the owner of Infidel Body Armor. Over the past 4 years, I've sold thousands of body armor kits and trained hundreds of sheepdogs. They have prepared. Have you? I invite you to go to my website at InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on specials. Trouble is coming. Now do something about it. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
To you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube. Frog Lube is a blend of things. It can work as either a solvent or a lubricant or a CLP. And this is something I coat every metal piece of my weapon. I do that because it is more, it's also a treatment, and it does the job, it does the business. Check them out at froglube.com. My guest this hour from Sentinel Concepts is Steve Fisher. You ever use Frog Lube, Steve? Not trying to put you on the spot, I just wondered if you ever tried it.
Actually, I have not. I know several people that have, and you know, I'm just kind of a stickler for what's old is new kind of stuff for me personally, but I've heard a lot of people talk good about it, so.
I'm surprised, you know, back when I was in the military, we used to get these spray cans of CLP, and we would just spray everything until it was foam.
Mm-hmm.
And then try to get rid of it and wipe it down, because you never got rid of all of it, and I'm surprised I'm not doing that now, but I do like Frog Lube, because it makes your weapon smell like a York peppermint patty.
Now we're talking.
Now, I mean, you can enjoy, you know, you can have that aromatherapy while you're in a gunfight. It's pretty cool stuff. Why do you think, now, I know the training rock stars have sort of diminished a little bit in certain ways, but at the same time, they're still around. You've had the ascendance of people like one of your partners in crime, Tatiana Whitlock, who's come up just seemingly out of nowhere, who's become like this high-speed instructor. With the level of instruction available to people today, why is the training industry not busting it?
You know, it's kind of funny. One of the big things is political climate has changed. People aren't as scared of the impending doom and gloom. Okay, that's one of them. Because they feel a little bit more secure now, you know, at least on that side of the house, there's a Republican, we have House, we have Senate, we have control of all these good things. Now's not the time to be getting lax. The threats are still there, the threats are still real, and they're still relevant, regardless of Democrats or Republicans at the power. Absolutely true. The other thing is, I was just having this talk with a buddy today about this, and there's been this influx or flood of a lot of instructors, quote unquote, that have come in that are either parroters or just people who decided, oh, I can do this, you know, and then they start pushing past their NRA background classes to, you know, their next ninja fight, high speed, whatever, low drag stuff. So now there's a bigger influx of instructors. What people don't realize is that the training world community as a whole is very infantile and juvenile still. Realistically, open source training to the average citizen has really not been available that long. When you think back, it was really right around 2000-ish realm where it really started to break open. Yeah, there was a lot of stuff. There was a few things in the 90s. You know, obviously, we had Gunsight. There was Thunder Ranch. You know, you had those two kind of genres of instructor groups. You know, obviously, Clint Smith had been around for a long time. They'd worked at Gunsight with Colonel Cooper and all those guys, Louis Auerbach, Pat Rogers. So all those guys, they were kind of really the mainstay and Mas Ayoub. So you really had, and John Farnham. So you really had only a handful of people to pick from.
Yeah.
You know, maybe five people, six places in that time frame until recent years. And it hasn't been until the late to mid-2000s till that has really kicked off. You know, when I started teaching / training in 95, 96 is when I started, you know, teaching. And then, you know, that was kind of in between stuff and going full-time again. But there really is a huge influx of every place has a local level, one day, $125, come get your bang on class. So everybody has all these options now, which is a good thing. It drives the market. Those that are inferior will get weeded out. That's nothing new. It's like any cycle of life and anything else that really happens in this community or industry. But I think the biggest thing right now is while people are doing well, which we are, there's those that are seeing a bigger push, a bigger climb, and there's also a lot of us that you will see not talking about some of our classes and some of our customers and clientele at their request. So a lot of people may have this perception of, hey, they're not doing anything right now. Well, that's not always necessarily true. Just because something's not scheduled doesn't mean we don't have a client list that is particularly invested in us for whatever reason, and we have these private contract classes for them.
Yeah, so that's the kind of student where if I were to show up and look at him, I better not pull out a camera, right?
Exactly. There's all kinds of, even then, it's a lot of that, or it could even just be departments or agencies looking for closed courses for their firearms training unit guys or their officers, their SWAT teams. So there's a lot of those things going on as well in the background for a lot of people that you're not seeing. But honestly, right now, it's a very weird time. We're seeing gun companies fold. We're seeing gun companies, manufacturers, accessory companies laying people off, ammo companies. You know, it's a very hard time. And I had this talk with a good buddy of mine, Charles Anderson. We were having this discussion one night, and, you know, we kind of forecasted, you know, 20%, you know, industry decline, maybe 30%. I honestly believe we've already hit that mark, and we're probably going to see more before the chips fall. But the training thing, you know, the big boom of the late 2000s, 2008, 2011 era, it was sexified. It was glorified. It was put in your face in videos and marketing and Hollywood quality production training. You know, I was lucky enough to come into the Magpul world in that time frame, right around 09, 09, 10, and it was great to be in that place, to be, you know, part of that club. And, you know, Chris is still doing well. You know, Travis is still doing well. Everybody's still doing well. But I think what you're seeing now is we've kind of hit a wall of where the students are at between, okay, we've done all this stuff. We've moved on with our lives. We've aged. We've, you know, grown 10 years, you know, 7 years from wherever we were. And now we're doing other things. The kids have grown. Things have changed. Priorities have changed. Whereas 7, 8 years prior to that, you know, training was sexy. It was a hotness. It's what they all want to do. Now life has gotten in the way. So I think there's a cycle. You know, there's a flow to this like everything else, I think, in the world that we will see another increase in pickup again. It's just, I believe, a natural cycle of stuff. But I believe the political climate is definitely one of the big driving factors as well.
Well, when we get back, I'm going to give you my opinion of that. And I just like to see what you think of that. You know, all this partying we're talking about doing at the end of the month, you may be rethinking that after I give you my opinion. Sentinel Concepts. This is where you find, you can go look at sentinelconcepts.com. Steve is available all year long, it seems like. It's very hard just to nail him down. I was so pleased when he answered the phone and said, sure, I'll come on today. But, when we get back, I'm going to give Mr. Fisher my opinion of where we should be going with this training thing and why we should be going with this training thing in that direction, simply because I don't think a whole lot has changed. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design. This is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681. Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
All right, welcome back. Had to turn the fan off. The new studio turns out to be rather warm. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code. And, you know, G-Code is like a bar. It's where the bar should be when it comes to Kydex. Jesse Lockhart, he's gotten out there. Jesse, you can't tell looking at it, but Jesse's brain weighs about 13 pounds. He's taken Kydex and turned it into an almost nearly indestructible piece of material. He tells, whenever I ask him about his warranty, he's had one that they had to return that got run over by an M1 tank, and another that was on a soldier's thigh rig when he was next to an IED when it went off. And other than that, I don't know of one that's ever broken down on him. That's a pretty good track record. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. My guest this hour from Sentinel Concepts is Steve Fisher. And we were talking in the last segment about why, I want to know why the training industry hasn't exploded. And now, you had a chat with Charles, and I know Charles, and you know I know Charles, and I respect both of your opinions. But let me ask you a question. What do you think about the way the leftists have reacted to this recent turn in their fortunes? Have we still got Steve?
That's an interesting point.
Well, I mean, the reason I ask that is because, you know, recently in Phoenix, we saw a bunch of these left-leaning individuals, and they were tooled up, well, as best they could get. I mean, they were aiming at each other's knees, but there were a couple of guys that sort of looked like they knew what they were doing. So, they're beginning to look at things, and they think they're going to have to be in a fight.
Yeah, and that's true. There is a certain, kind of what I would call irrational kind of knee-jerk reaction to things. It's not like you're going to win that. You know, it's not like they're going to win that fight. They're just not. But if it ever did happen, that's not going to go well in their favor, honestly. You know, people still need to realize that the real threat is still out there. The real problems are still there. You know, the clowns in Phoenix and some of these other asshats. The thing that's really going on that they need to be looking at is, you know, especially like in that area, they need to be looking at the problems along the border. They need to be looking at the cartels. They need to be looking at all the craziness that's going on with that. You know, in other places in the country instead of the right, they need to be worrying about their own backyard and what's coming across into their own neighborhoods. And that applies everywhere. It's either the north border, the south border. It's all bad. You know, and the problems are there. The problems are real. The problems are already here. They're still here. And they will continue to be here outside of the left versus right. It's more of a right versus, you know, a good versus evil, you know, good versus bad. And those problems are still going to keep coming to light. And those are the things they should be getting ready for, to be brutally honest.
I agree with you, but the problem is that before Trump, mm-hmm. when Obama was in charge, everybody was out there thinking that Obama was going to take everybody's guns, which logistically is it's a non-starter. There's just no way to do it. There was never any way to do it. And yet that drove the industry at a breakneck speed. And even today, it's still higher than it was pre-Sandy Hook, which it was really good pre-Sandy Hook. And then Joe Biden came out there and he just sort of set it on ear with, what, a couple of sentences, and then you couldn't find an AR-15 anywhere.
Yep.
Growth is still growth. But at the same time, when I look at the training industry, you know, buying a bunch of nice guns is really nice, and buying a bunch of nice shiny ammo is really nice, and it's a little bit like, you know, if buying the new toys was really good, then all of these golfers every year when the new driver comes out, they'd be making the PGA Tour and winning, wouldn't they?
Absolutely.
So, I mean, I think that this is the opportunity, and I'll tell this to anybody, and I'm trying to do this as much as I can. My pal Raven, one in the chat room, he's a SWAT officer here locally, and I have the pleasure of training with him more than anybody else, and I get to go train at LEO range. But I would train to the same degree that I'm going, no matter who's in office and no matter what the political climate is, because politics they just want to maintain status quo. Trump's going to turn them on their ear. But I think this should be the time. We need to figure out a way to really bust it on the training, because a lot of people got a lot of nice equipment that they're not using.
They do, and those are the collectors. You know, those are the guys that have got the quote-unquote, you know, arm candy of the gun world. And nothing absolutely wrong with that. I've got a lot of great collectible pieces that I just love to show off and look at, the barbecue/church guns, you know. But,
right.
Man, you've got to be out. You've got to be working the guns. You've got to get out. You've got to learn some new skills.
Well, I mean, Gene Higdon, and I know you know him.
Oh, yeah.
Gene used to come over to my house. He came over to my house one time, and he's looking at my stuff. He's like, this stuff's all clean.
Oh, yeah. I just had old Gene in the class, a couple weeks ago in North Carolina.
Now, Gene and I are the same age.
Yep.
And I'm thinking that you're either tickling our age or you are the same age as us. Where are you in regards to that?
You know, I'm 47, so I'm getting up there in years.
It must be that size that does it for me, I guess. Well, here's the thing I'll say. It seems like the people that have always trained, like Higdon, like you, like me, it's what used to be a young man's game. We still sort of enjoy, and you know, being an old guy in this just means we're a little more cruel if we have to get into it and practice the craft. Is that what you are finding now? Are you finding people that you have trained more than once coming to your classes and getting, you know, refresher courses or something?
You know, I have that. I have the repeat offenders list. I think a lot of that, too, is one of the variety of classes that I do offer. But a lot of it, people do get, you know, they get complacent, they get comfortable. They like going to a certain person, either their style or the way they teach or their techniques or whatever it is, kind of fits their life. You know, but it's like I tell people a lot is that, hey, you need to go elsewhere. You know, you need to go look at other people. You need to get out and you know, kind of do that thing of it's just not one person. You know, you've got to get with everybody else. You've got to look at things and then revisit what's going on. You know, if you decide, hey, this person has something to offer, whatever, you'll always learn something from somebody. But, you know, yeah, there's a lot of repeat offenders that come to classes. There really are, and it's enjoyable. And I see a lot of new people the past year or two. So it's always, you know, it's always worthwhile. You know, it truly is. But, you know, it's funny, you know, the young man's game versus the old man's game. You know, Gene's broken down old self was out there running around the range with, you know, kids, you know, got 20, 25 years younger than him.
Gene called me one time after he'd been to some class, I think Chase Jenkins' class, and
yeah.
He's like, yeah, I was out there running around, and I felt like fell out, and I got him to give me a couple of liquid IVs, and I got up and went at after it again.
Yeah, Gene's a trooper, man.
Yeah, he is.
And I'll tell you, I don't cut anybody slack into classes. You show up, you're performing, or you're falling behind, not my problem. And I think that scares some people, but oh well. And, you know, the beauty of it was, man, Gene just got on it. He was on it hard and heavy for a couple of days, running the gun well with young kids. So
there's something, I mean, Gene and I got with a bunch of airsofters in Barnwell, South Carolina. And it was amazing what we could lead those kids into to just get them obliterated if it had been a real day. They would have been having a really bad day.
Yeah.
It's not that we're tactical anymore. We're just tactical.
Yeah, you're cruel and you're smart.
Now, when we get back, I want to talk to you about the higher-end type of weapon and what your thoughts are on that. I happen to like them, and I'll tell you why I like them, and I'd like to see your opinion on that. I don't think I've ever asked you about that, but I know that you have trained with a good many of them from a great many people that you and I both know. So that's coming up when we get back. Steve Fisher, you can find him at Sentinel Concepts. He's on Facebook. He has the Sentinel Concepts. Is it the cafe or the grill?
The Barn Grill is the closed section for our alumnus. Yeah.
There you go. Go check him out wherever you can. If you've been an alumni or you want to be a part of that, become an alumni. In any event, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing ProtoVite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. ProtoVite is nutrition you can feel. ProtoVite is nutrition that gets in.
Today. How to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an Indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each Indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives made in America.
Damn, it's good to be back. This is the last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube. This is the stuff that I coat over everything metal on my weapon. I do it because it works. I do it because it is, it's sort of deceptive the way it works, especially on an AR-15 bolt carrier group. Take my word for it, or don't take my word for it. Go to froglube.com and try it yourself. My guest this hour is Steve Fisher from Sentinel Concepts, and, now we're gonna go, you know, Steve is, sort of like me, except he's actually an asset for Agency Arms. I'm just sort of a pain in the fourth point of contact. I've seen you running ATEI guns, which I like those. I know to a degree you're sort of a Nighthawk kind of guy in a way as well. What do you say to people that come to you when you're in a class and they show up? And, you know, I know the box stock guns are perfectly fine. Do you get any of the reverse discrimination because you're out there with a gun that costs more than $500?
There is times, yeah. I've kind of heard all the bullshit and the snickering over the years. You know, people giving me the, well, you know, you've got that gun and this dot and this and that, and I'll pick up their gun and I'll shoot it just the same as I do whatever else that I have in my hand. It's still mechanics, dude. It doesn't matter. You know, there are certain enhancements that do benefit, but, you know, I grew up a poor kid as well, like a lot of dudes, and I grew up shooting stock pistols for years. Wheel guns, 1911s, you know, the stock Berettas. I shot it all, stock SIGs. I grew up shooting stock pistols for, you know, most of my entire adult life up until, you know, probably 2010 era. Nothing wrong with them. They work just fine. You know, 90% of the people, 80% of the people out there, whatever the case is, would be suited to putting a good set of sights on a pistol and buying a lot of ammo and taking our class. That's absolutely true. But there's something absolutely sexy just because the Prius will get you there, but you can do it better in a Ferrari.
Right. I mean, I carried a 1911 the entire time I was in the military, even after we got the M9. Mm-hmm. I carried a 1911, and the last one I had was made by Ithaca, and it had such a military tolerance that when you shook it, it sounded like a castanet.
Yeah.
And it was ugly, and it had just, the sights were almost worn off of it. But then when you take that form factor and it comes to you in the form, in the shape of a Nighthawk, and you realize that somebody's taken and reimagined how you assemble one of these guns and what that assembly does to the life of the gun, to the usability of the gun, the lethality of the gun.
factor.
And it's a minor, you know, it's minor percentage points here and there, slide percentage points, thus feel percentage point, balance percentage point. It's minor percentage points, but I mean, those are big shifts that don't come cheap, are they?
No, they are not. They absolutely are not. You take a pistol like a Nighthawk. Absolutely a very well-crafted gun. Just great people behind the company. And the gun shoots. It's just, there's no two ways about it. The guns just flat out shoot. I've been shooting their guns since about 2008, 2009. I enjoy the hell out of their guns. They're great guns. They shoot well. They've been reliable. You know, what does those say about them? I mean, it's truthfully, it's, you know, I rotate pretty much three guns out for my daily carry guns. And, you know, Nighthawk 1911 is one of the ones that gets the most, you know, use out of a lot of the guns that I have sitting in the safe.
Now, as an agency asset, is an agency gun in that rotation?
Absolutely. Glock 34 from agency, and that's a RMR'd. That one's got a red dot on it. It's all, gee whiz, super banged up gun. It's just amazing to shoot. It takes a Glock and brings it to beyond the next levels of workmanship they do to the guns. There's also an Agency 17 in the rotation. And that gun, again, is another, obviously, red dot sighted gun. I recently just got one of the Agency M&P 1.0 guns that they redid. That's absolutely amazing.
I've got one of those coming. I'm glad you mentioned that. How do you like that?
I like it. I was a big M&P proponent from the beginning. One of my, my friends, mentors, put one in my hand way back in the day, probably around 2005 era when they first really came out, maybe six. I can't even remember when it was, but, late great Pat Rogers, that man put, the first M&P full size gun in my hand. He had one that he had gotten a pre-production run pistol, whatever it was. And I fell in love with that gun the minute I picked it up. Granted, there were some inherent accuracy issues. There really was with the gun, no doubt about it. But those things have been overcome that I've seen, the benefits now of aftermarket fitted barrels, everything. That gun is still an amazingly flat, fast pistol. And it's even better now that I've gotten it back from agency.
What did agency do to the trigger? Because that's the thing about the M&P. I don't like the trigger. I love the way it feels. I love the ergonomics. Mm-hmm. Like the grip angle. Don't like the trigger. What do they do to the trigger?
Take the best Glock trigger you've ever felt.
Mm-hmm.
Take the best 1911 trigger you've ever felt. Combine mm-hmm. the two of them. And there you have it. It's short. It's sweet. It breaks crisp and clean. It's very predictable when it's going to break. And I actually did a video with it and shared it with a group of guys from a forum that I'm on, and they just couldn't believe it. They were absolutely in awe when they saw that, how that trigger broke and everything else. And it was an amazing, amazing trigger job. It makes me want to retire my Glocks. Let's put it that way.
Yeah. Well, I know Kyle Lamb likes them, and I know there's a, there's a select group of people out there that run those, but I wanted to like them. I mean, right now, it would be between, I've got three guns that are in my rotation, my Agency Glock 17, my Nighthawk, and my Agency Glock 20, which just entered the lineup, which the, that whole Agency Arms effect is much more pronounced in that bigger caliber on that bigger gun. Have you run one of their bigger calibers?
I've shot one. I believe it was in 45. It was a 21 that somebody had in 45. That was absolutely great. And I'm a big 10 millimeter guy. People that know me know that I'm a huge 10 millimeter proponent. From Glock 20s to my favorite couple of custom 1911s and 10 millimeter. I absolutely love a 10 millimeter round. Just no way about it. Love it. But I can see it. After shooting the Glock 21 that a guy had done by agency, I can definitely see it, especially in the bigger frame guns. It just, yeah. It makes me want to go out and buy one right now and just go ship them a Glock 20 and say, here, chop it up.
I'll have that with me when I come to Atlanta. I'll be carrying that. Or it'll
I'll
either be
it
that.
I don't care.
Okay.
I'm all about that.
I know that I've seen you try to hold a – well, no, you actually do hold a Glock 43 in your hands. It just sort of looks like a cigarette lighter when you got a hold of it.
You ought to see when I shoot a Glock 42. It's even worse.
Yeah, but you hit the target. I mean, it's sort of like it's almost like you're doing some sort of wizardry because you're like punching out in like a semi-isosceles, and then all of a sudden I hear a ping. I couldn't see the fire coming out of the end of the gun because your hands were in the way. So I do not know. Now you're going to be at the NRA show. Tatiana's going to be at the NRA show. We're going to be doing a little bit of the tomfoolery. Mr. Fisher, Mrs. Whitlock, and I, and we're going to be trying to do some other things as well. I am lucky enough, and I'll say this to you, and I'll say this to the audience, to be involved in the ecosystem that Mr. Fisher and Ms. Whitlock have created. It is quite the honor to be what I am and be involved in that to whatever degree it is. I mean, even if it just means I'm handing, you know, Elvis used to have a guy that took care of his scarves and his water. He always made sure he had scarves and water. So, like, if I could be your scarves and water guy, I'd be very pleased with that.
What I need is somebody to remind me to pull the gas receipt out of the pump when I'm traveling and I've been on the road for 16 hours.
Right.
That's what I need. You know, it's always good just to be somewhere and have friends and that. But I'll tell you, you know, I'm honestly glad the super limelight days of the early years are way over. I just like to do training and teach good people to be, you know, it really is. It's nice to be away from that.
All right. We are out of here. Thank you for joining me this evening.
Yes.
We'll do it again in 21 hours between now and then. It's never been about gun control. It's always been about total control. This has been Lock and Load. What if there was a company that wanted to educate their customers while saving them money? This is the description of Bootleg Inc., an AR-15 parts resource put together as a sister company to Primary Weapons. Bootleg is there for the builder. Affordable, high-quality parts with the highest pedigree. Accompanied by a knowledge base from the shooters of PWS. All questions answered, all solutions made available. Direct impingement made comprehensive. BootlegInc.com. All that is left is to build it. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? Family Health and Education Resources wants to help you achieve and maintain good health naturally. Overcome lifestyle diseases with nutrition and natural remedies. Addiction recovery designed to build habits that heal rather than hurt. Communication and relationship building to strengthen family units. Character building and devotional resources for the whole family. We are on a mission to save America one family at a time. Visit NewEnglandFHER.com today. NewEnglandFHER.com.